Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Real talk, is going to a fast food restaurant an appropriate place on a first date? 314-531-9898. If you're a significant other, go back if you're married and go, hey, this dude took me to McDonald's on our first date. Would we still be married? Would I have found the same charminess? And has anyone ever gone on a fast food first date? How did it go? Did you feel like the person was being a cheapskate? 314-531-9898. I think you guys are going to be shocked by this. A new survey said of single people, how they felt about fast food on a first date. 64% of women, or 66% of women, said they're down with it.
Yeah, I honestly, I don't hate all of this. I feel like there is difference, though, between fast food, like going to White Castle versus going to Qdoba. I feel like that's different. But
interesting. Number one answer where they would want to go to was Chick-fil-A. Number two was McDonald's.
Yeah, I would go to Chick-fil-A. I would go to
first
Qdoba.
Date. Guy goes, hey, let me go on a first date. You get all done up. You get all dressed up.
Well, I'm not getting all done up.
You're going on a first date. Do you guys know where you're going to go on the first date as a woman before you go? Is that decided?
I feel like the guy should initiate it.
Well, I'm just saying, well, they say like pick you up at 7 and then you go at 7 o'clock and he planned a first date. I don't know how it works.
I feel like there's a difference between going on a date and being like, okay, we just met. Let's maybe like hang out for a second to decide if it's worth going on a real date and like spending all this money. So, like, if we go to, you know, Qdoba and we're there for an hour and we're just getting to know each other, that's one thing. But if he's like, I want to take you out on a date, we're not going to McDonald's.
So, so there's like a pre-date before the first date, you're kind of saying?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like going to a coffee shop is a pre-date, first date that's acceptable. Going to Chick-fil-A feels weird to me.
Yeah.
By the way, guys, only 51% of guys said they would do this and felt comfortable. So maybe guys are just feel like they have to be held to a higher standard, like we have to take the woman out.
You don't want to show that you're putting in no effort.
I'd be like, yeah, Chick-fil-A is going to no effort.
Yeah. I kind of agree.
I like Chick-fil-A.
I mean, and I don't have a problem with the restaurant
itself.
You
can like the restaurant.
I think it's one of those things where if this was just like the first part of the date, like you're going here to eat because you're going somewhere else after, there's another part of the date with this. It's not just this is the date.
Sometimes
how we
you
start
don't want to lock into a 3-hour dinner or food. Like sometimes you just want to do like a quick, like, is this even worth like hanging out with this person?
I mean, it is better than when Kevin went to the fancy restaurant and then couldn't pay.
Right.
That's true.
Remember that? Kevin?
I do. I do that very well.
You went to a fancy restaurant, right?
Yeah.
First date,
it was $80. I didn't have $80 on me. I was young and unemployed. And I was like, okay, let's go to the ATM and see what I can get. And you know, it was bad. It was a bad experience.
I just feel like people are lying. Like, if a guy took you on a first date, you would text all your friends and be like, guys, I'm at freaking McDonald's right now. This dude just ordered a Happy Meal. That's what you would text your friends. There's no way a guy picks you up and says, where are we going tonight? And he goes, McDonald's. And this is going on
like
a date number two.
If I was interested enough, I'd be fine.
You wouldn't be interested enough after McDonald's.
Yes, I would.
No way. 314-531-9898 is a fast food restaurant an acceptable place to take someone on a first date? Be honest with us, ladies. Just hanging out with a bunch of liars right now on the Brett Magus Show. Hannah and AB agree with this new survey that said 66% of women said an acceptable place for a first date is a fast food restaurant. like Chick-fil-A or McDonald's. No way this guy is getting a second date if he takes you to Chick-fil-A and says, you get whatever you want. You get yourself a meal deal, girl. You'd be like, come on, man. No one's taking you serious, bro.
Chick-fil-A is expensive.
Everything's expensive right, nowadays. Yeah. I think that's one of the reasons they pulled a bunch of single people and they said it is more and more expensive. And they just, like what AB was kind of saying, was they just want to get to know people.
Mm-hmm. Before they drop like $100 at a fancy restaurant.
But I love, the reason I know that I'm right about this is you guys don't even want to call it a first date. AB's over here calling it like a pre-date. You don't even want to call it a first date because you know that if it's a date, it's lame to go to a fast food restaurant.
My sister has been dating her boyfriend for almost 2 years now, and their first date technically was a gas station hot dog.
Yeah, well,
so
bro,
sometimes it works.
Bro's got something going on that we don't know about. What about you, Nicole? Do you think that an acceptable place to go on a first date is a fast food restaurant?
Okay, so I think that if you're going for, like, breakfast or coffee or even maybe lunch, like, Breadco maybe would be okay or, you know, but definitely not for dinner or it's just, I mean, I think they call it, like, a meet and greet now before the first date, which is so cheesy.
Yeah, right. So what would we consider this a first date? Like, what is, so, like, if you're looking back on your relationship and you say, this is our first date. Would you consider it the meet and greet nowadays? If you're in a, like, what would you guys do?
No.
I don't call it the meet and greet. I think that's cheesy. I mean, I think it's so silly.
I feel like the meet and greet's the first date. Like, we're just changing the name. And if you wouldn't, if you are going to consider it the first date in your relationship, you can't go to a fast food place. If you're saying the meet and greet, I bet you never reference the meet and greet again then. When you're talking about your relationship, you're never going, oh, we had the gas station hot dog. You're going to say, no, we met and we went to whatever restaurant, some whatever fancy restaurant.
Right.
The meet and greet doesn't count then.
Right. Yeah. That's what I think.
Meet and greet is like real life Bumble, right? Like we're just seeing if we want to swipe left or right on you, if you're worthy of a, you know, McGriddle or not.